as opposed to this show.
Wait, no, really. I, like, usually I'd have to play through that song to kind of like tune up our hands. That's real. I'm ready now.
Play that good one.
Hey, I think it's pretty catchy.
Megan,
that's
great.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You should take bets. Whether I'll make it through that one tomorrow or not.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, baby, yeah. It's like we've been frozen for 30 years and came out and had to play that tune.
That's the best thing, though, movie.
Just swing it up here, it's fine. We'll get more bows.
You know what you could do? Yeah, now I guess you have to tell a
judge.
Okay, right.
And that one about the kaleidoscope?
Yeah.
You think that's appropriate?
Yeah.
Like, you're not just kidding
you
me.
You weren't here the other time. It's appropriate.
You're not just saying that.
I'm not. I swear, anything you can say.
You're among friends, Hector.
What's that game that's become so popular in Washington
these
days?
I like that.
Hector.
That's good. Yeah. Hector. Hector.
What's radio? You're a radio personality, ain't you?
It's Eggdar.
That sounds like one of my 5-year-old's little action figures.
You know, it's really Eggdar. A good thing. It's really a good thing we get to do this before we play an actual show. Or this would be the actual show.
It's like All Things Considered, called Kaleidoscope on the BBC. And there are these very proper English fellows, a little crusty looking, but sharp as the devil. And they're all talking about these erudite subjects and very proper and very articulate. And then all of a sudden they go to some pre-recorded material and we're off air. And the host goes, "Hear about the new game in America?" And I go, "What?" He goes, "Don't swallow the leader."
Got your rosin, happy. Doesn't sound any different.
You're the one who's going to be happier about this. I'm doing it for you.
Rosin.
Rosin.